Good morning and welcome to Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, Esteban. How are you today?
I'm telling you, I'm excited getting closer to the weekend. I know a lot of fun things are going to be happening. And you have a very special guest that you're going to introduce to our audience today.
Yeah, we are very excited to have Izzy Barr in the studio today, who is the executive director of the Rail Yard Park Conservancy. So welcome, Izzy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you both for having me. I really appreciate being here. And it's we probably have to stop right now because I just even know how to say.
You're speechless.
Hello.
Welcome, Izzy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, we're excited. It's, you know, the weather's changing. Spring is here. The leaves are coming out on all the trees. The wind hopefully is dying down. I know our staff, the water conservation staff, this whole week we've had Climate Masters. We have two Earth Day events. We have Arbor Day next week. We have a Love Your Watershed Day. The Master Gardeners Garden Fair. I mean, every single weekend for the next 6 weeks, we are booked. It's that time of year. Right? But Izzy, today we are talking about our first Earth Day event, and that is coming up on Saturday from 10 to 2. But before we even dive into the event, why don't we just back up and let's just hear a little bit about you, some of your background. How did you end up at the Rail Yard Park? And let's just start with a little background.
Oh, okay. Well, I, coming out of COVID in 2021, I wasn't working and I wasn't quite ready to go back to work, but I did want to do some volunteer work. And because we were still coming, well, basically in COVID, I decided I wanted to work outside, and I had have a background in landscaping. So I just Googled city parks, and it was the Rail Yard Park Conservancy was the first thing that came up. I had no idea. I'd lived here since 2003 that it even existed. I started volunteering and doing their Yard Masters, which is the adult volunteer program that they have, and just fell in love with it, fell in love with the people. So volunteered for the rest of 2021 when I started in the spring. And then our former ED, the wonderful Shannon Palermo, who you know, so many people know, decided to leave Santa Fe. And so she asked me if I'd like to step in, and the board said okay. At that point, I was also serving on the horticulture committee. So, and it's just, I mean, you know, I think not knowing about it, I've come to find out how many people don't know about it. And a lot of people don't, in Santa Fe, don't even know about the Rail Yard Park. So it's a big part of what we're always trying to do, is to let people know that we're there, to let people know that what we do, to let people know what an incredible resource the park itself is, and our programming that's all free to the community. And so I just sort of stepped into this whole world that I knew nothing about and gotten to meet you. I mean, I've gotten to meet so many different incredible partner organizations. I mean, it's really, Santa Fe is so chock full of good nonprofits and people who just are really doing good work and supporting one another, which is what our Earth Day event is all about.
Well, I would agree with you on that. It is a very special place to live and to work. And the Rail Yard Park is, it is a very special place. And so maybe before we even jump into the event, we just can touch on some of the history of the park, when it was built, sort of some of the programming that does exist beyond the Earth Day event that we're going to jump into.
Right. Well, it was a decades long effort to transform this former, you know, rail area. It was a brownfield, and it took, you know, it was thousands of hours of public input. It was one of the largest, I think it might still be the largest public-private undertaking in New Mexico history, to transform this former brownfield into something beautiful, but also that really serves the community. And the community was very clear about what they wanted. They wanted a sustainable green space, and they wanted community programming and things that served the community. And so when the park was finally built and opened in, I think I'm about to get this wrong, 2008, I think. What they realized was that what the community asked for, the city just didn't have the capacity to provide, which was the maintenance of this sustainable, drought-tolerant native landscape area that's 11 acres, but also to provide free community programming. So that's why the Rare Park Conservancy was created in 2000. I don't know why I don't know these dates by now, but in 2010. And so we do all the horticultural care of the park, and then we also offer free educational programming and public art, temporary public art installations.
Wow. I didn't realize it was 11 acres.
It is. I know. And it's an odd shape. So I think people don't realize how big it is, because it's kind of this funky, long, whatever kind of triangle that would be, a really long triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about the goats? And, you know, it seems like there's always a lot of PR around the goats.
And what about the goats? Well, because they're adorable. People love the goats. So there are a little over two acres of native grasslands in the park, and it's blue grama grass, designed specifically to be drought tolerant. And it's the native grasslands that we have here and in New Mexico, and they needed rehabbing. And so we started this project with Kivera Coalition and Horned Locust Goatscaping to utilize prescribed grazing on the grasslands. And it's so good for the soil. It's good for the grasslands. It's the hoof action works as kind of a tilling, you know, non-tilling in its way. The poop and the pee, all of it's really good. And bringing animals into any environment like this is really good for the environment. So, I think it's our fourth year with it. And we now, as of last year, have a grant through the New Mexico Department of Agriculture. We're in our second year. We're hoping to get a third year for it to do this, since it's building healthy soils. So we work with the New Mexico Healthy Soils Working Group, and we're part of it is this educational component where we're educating people about the importance of healthy soils, how integrating animals is important to that, and it's just fun. It's just so much fun. It brings people out. We had over 3 days that we had more than 700 people come in March. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. So it's everything we want our programming to be. Like, it's educational, but it's like, you know, candy coated education, because it's goats and sheep. So
right.
Yeah.
I always hear about the goats and sheep. It's interesting. Right. I'm like, I need to go and try to see that in action. I always just see the PR around it. But it is a special park. I mean, there is, you know, the gardens are beautiful. I think there's lots of different demonstrations of what people could focus on in their own landscapes. I think you do a wonderful job with your programming, from like little kids all the way up to your adult outreach and volunteer programs. So it's must be wonderful. I mean, I feel like we share the same, that we both love our jobs and all that it entails. The people we get to work with, I feel like we have similar capacities in that sense.
We do. And we work with and collaborate with some of the same people and the same organizations. And one thing I do want to mention that I didn't mention is that we have two full-time staff members. We have a part-time early childhood educator who's grant-funded, and then a very part-time graphic designer. All the other work we do is done by volunteers. So it's between 2,000 and 3,000 volunteer hours a year that we mobilize to do all the work that we do in the park. So it's a real community park in that way. I mean, it's such a community effort to keep everything going, all of our programming, but also to keep the park maintained. And we work with student groups and camps, and Whole Foods just came out, IFAM just came out, did service days. We've had Santa Fe High School, the master's program, Rio Grande Elementaries, because it's always adorable having the Girls Inc. we've had out in the last year. So it's we just couldn't do any of it without that.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a lot of volunteers.
It is. Well, the interesting thing is it's actually not that many volunteers. It's just people who put in a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of hours, and we have a really dedicated core group of these Yardmaster volunteers and our advisory committees and board who really just put in the work. I mean, they really walk their talk. What is it? Whatever that
saying is. No, I can never remember that.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So then we have a very big event coming up tomorrow. It's, you know, there's several Earth Day events, you know, in the next couple days, but let's jump into it. The theme of the Earth Day event at the Real Yard Park Conservancy is celebrating healthy soils. And so let's talk about that theme and sort of where that focus came from.
Well, it's been, as I mentioned, it's part of this prescribed grazing that we're doing. It's part of the Healthy Soils grant that we got. And sort of the idea is that the soil is, I mean, it's the base of everything in the environment. Like if you have healthy soils, it makes for a healthier environment. And so it's sort of creating that in the way, in different ways, which the prescribed grazing does, having integrating the animals, but we also we incorporate other healthy soil practices, which are not doing like monocrops. You want biodiversity. So we've, in addition to the grasslands, we've incorporating wildflowers and, you know, lots of, there are a lot of different kinds of plants. They're native drought tolerant plants. It's leaving the leaves. You don't want bare soil. So we leave the leaves in place and to let them degrade over, you know, over the course of the winter and create sort of their own kind of natural compost. And so it's just really educating people about how important healthy soils are and how fascinating it is. So we'll have composting demos. New Mexico Healthy Soils Working Group will be there with the Mother Nature Center. So they'll be showing different types of composting that you can do and showing that to people. We'll have a worm table because worms, you know, all the the worms and roly-poly bugs and other things that are in the soil that break down the soil and make it loose, and they make it nutrient rich. I'm going to turn it on you because I actually, so the Save Water Santa Fe and the Watershed Association will be there, but I actually don't know what you guys decided to do.
So we are partnering up, you know, I think the Santa Fe Watershed Association handles all of our education programming. And so they're going to be kind of highlighting some of that work. And then we're going to have a water demonstration where we'll be able to show people and kids, you know, where their water comes from, how it's treated, where it goes after it goes down your drain, what happens to it after it hits the wastewater treatment plant. I mean, it's a really cool tabletop model. And me and my staff are going to take turns, you know, demonstrating that and then just information for the public on our programs, on our rebates, you know, all of the other resources that we have. But we're so fortunate because when I looked at all of the people participating, I think we pretty much partner with almost all of them.
Right.
So it's going to be exciting to hang out with all our friends, really.
I know, that's how I feel about it. And I think, you know, I think some of the things are sort of healthy soil adjacent, but, you know, water, you need water for healthy soil. And when soil's healthy, water can filtrate through it and it can actually get down into the root systems. If it's not healthy, if it's compacted, if it's there's too much clay. I mean, part of what like worms do is to actually break up the soil so that water can penetrate it. And so we'll have also New Mexico Native Plant Society. And so having, you know, they can talk about that sort of diversity of plants and things that help build healthy soil. Like I said, having diversity rather than monocrops. So it's not everything is sort of like on the surface, I think will look like it's a healthy soil thing, but it's all interrelated, which is another big part of what we do is trying to educate people about how everything ties into everything else in the environment. And, you know, all the, from the birds to the worms, to the plants, to the water that flows through it. I think the Acequia ran the other day. So I don't know if it's going to be running. They're doing their cleanup this weekend, but the Acequia Madre does run through the park. So there's some more watershed stuff.
Yeah. Well, certainly it's all related. And I think an Earth Day in itself really does encompass all those things, mm-hmm. you know, the entire ecosystem and how we're all kind of part of it. So we're super excited. So we are, just for our listeners, if you're just joining, we are talking to Izzy Barr, who is the executive director of the Rail Yard Park Conservancy. And we're talking about tomorrow's Earth Day event from 10 to 2 at the Rail Yard Park. And we're going to take a short break and come back and we're going to keep talking about it.
Santa Fe residents, mark your calendars. City of Santa Fe Water invites you to our annual What's Up with Water presentations. I'm Dr. Jesse Roach, Water Division Director, and I hope you can join us on Thursday, April 25th, to dive deep into updates and future plans for Santa Fe's water supplies. Our first session will be at 9 a.m. at City Hall in the Council Chambers Room, located at 200 Lincoln Avenue. Parking is free in the Convention Center lot if you bring your parking stub to the meeting for validation. Can't make the morning session? We have a second presentation at 6 p.m. at the Genevieve Chavez Community Center, 3221 Rodeo Road. This session will also be broadcast live on KSUAVE Radio, 99.9 FM, 810 AM. If you're not able to attend either Thursday presentation in person, no problem, you can join us virtually. The Zoom link is on the City of Santa Fe's website. Stay informed, get involved, and let's shape the future of water in Santa Fe together. City of Santa Fe Water is looking forward to sharing insights and answering your questions. For more information, visit santafenm.gov/water or savewatersantafe.com. Once again, we hope to see you Thursday, April 25th for What's Up with Water.
And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe and Christine Chavez.
Great. So, Esteban, before we jump into learning a little bit more about some of the activities during Earth Day, I did want to just point out that you're going to be at our table and broadcasting. So let's let everyone know about that.
Well, we're going to be broadcasting from 10 to 11 in the morning. Of course, we want people to stop on in. We're going to be letting them know about the day's activities and sharing what's going on, some special interviews, people that are coming by your tent. So we want people to stop on by and say hello to you and to other folks in your that's going to be with you. And we're going to have a good time. So we'll be broadcasting live from 10 to 11, a special edition of Save Water Santa Fe live. On location, as they say.
I'm so excited. Like I said, I get to hang out with all my close friends that day. It's not even going to feel like work.
It's going to be so much fun.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us for that. And excited to, you know, to do that together. So Izzy, there's a lot of other activities that are happening during the day. Do you want to touch on some of them?
I would love to. Yeah. So we've got, we're going to have live music. So the first group that'll be out is the Academy for Technology and the Classics Marimba Band, and they come out for a lot of our big events for Pop-Up Playground. They came for Earth Day last year. They're wonderful. They're mostly middle school, maybe some high school students playing the marimba. They have some drums, and they're a huge draw. They really do. I mean, you can just hear it from blocks away, and it adds such a festive quality to it. I mean, it really makes it a lot of fun. So they're playing, I think, from 10:30 to about 11:45. We'll have a little break, and then All Aboard Earth will be there setting up a stage. And Michael Mead, who is the All Aboard Earth guy, calls it Echo Hip Hop. So they'll have some costumes for kids to dress up in, and they have so much energy and are so, you know, just so much fun and really kid-centric. So that'll be our music. We're going to have a face painter. We're going to have some nature play stations set up, which is one of our big focuses as part of our educational programming, is nature-based play. And we're going to be joined by the Tierra Nueva Counseling Center, who we've been collaborating with. We collaborated with last year to set up a sand play program for them, like our Sand Play Saturday program. So they're going to have a little portable sand play stations. So we'll have that set up with other nature play things for kids to play with. We're really excited. Site Santa Fe is doing, in collaboration with Kiva, which is Keeping Independent Visions Alive. And it's a program for adults with developmental disabilities to help them develop life skills. And so they picked this dog-centric thing. So it's called Dog Day in the Rail Yard Park. They're going to have a dog photo booth. So they'll have two different backdrops, and you can come with your dog and get your picture taken with Polaroid. They're going to have a tie-dye station where you can make tie-dye bandanas for your dogs as well. I will say, because Summer and Matthew at Site wanted me to let everyone know that you do not have to have a dog to get your picture taken. So if you don't have a dog, it's okay. You can still get your picture taken. We're really excited about that. We love the dogs that come to the park, and they're a big part. They're one of our biggest constituents. We actually, at the last Graze Days, we counted the number of dogs that came, because we count adults and kids. So I was like, let's just count the dogs. So I think it was, I think it was 10 one day. And we are also going to have, the Audubon Society will be there doing seed ball making. So you can go home with a seed ball to plant in your backyard and see what comes up from that. And then we're also, the other thing that we do is public art installations, temporary public art installations. So there is, we're so excited about this. It's a group out of Albuquerque called the Herstory Printmaking Collective. And it's a group of women who do these beautiful handmade prints. There's almost, and they do them, they're almost like newsprints, but they use this, it's something that's called Caligo ink. And then they wheat paste them up. So it's like post, you know, sort of like that old, you know, street postering. And they're going to be using, putting a large scale mural on one of the community buildings that's called Women of the Rails. So it's a story of these sort of underrepresented women who were really involved in the building of the rail system, the Western rail system and the Santa Fe rails. And so it's going to tell this like beautiful story of all the, you know, women, people of women of color, especially who were involved in that sort of have been left out of history over time. So they're going to be installing from 11 to 2. And then we'll have Axel Contemporary will be there with the George O'Keefe's Art to Go mobile gallery. So these are two mobile art galleries. And they are, they've teamed up on a, to create a mobile artist residency program. And so the first art, their first artist in residence is Brian Fleetwood, who's a Santa Fe artist and a teacher at IAIA. And he has engaged the community to transform their recyclable single-use plastics into wearable works of art, so jewelry and different things. So he's going to be there to talk about it, but also show the process. So he'll be doing live vacuum forming and injection molding demonstrations, and I think people might be able to take stuff with them, but you can see the process of sort of transforming, you know, recyclable plastic into actual wearable pieces of art. So we're really excited to have both of them. We work a lot with Axel, Matthew Chase Daniel at he's on our art committee. And so we're so excited to have them there. And that ties into a piece that just went in on Sunday. Artist Adam Horowitz and people who've been around Santa Fe for a while may remember Fridgehenge that was out by the Buckman transfer station. And it was Stonehenge made with old refrigerators. So it was this huge sculptural piece. I love it. It's one of my favorite pieces. It's the same artist, and so what he's done, he's trying to sort of draw attention to our culture of waste and trying to draw people's attention to recycling and how we, you know, basically how we produce less waste and think, start thinking about that. So he got four blocks of compressed recyclables from the transfer station and has made this, it's called Plastolithic. And so it's these two towers of recycled materials that are wrapped in plastic, and they're in right as you get into the rail yard, right by the parking lot. They each weigh 2,000 pounds, which is 2,000 pounds is the amount of waste that an average American produces in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually oddly beautiful because there's lots of different colors. It looks like an assemblage of things, but it's everything that people put in their recycling, and then they're compressed into these blocks and. So we're really excited about, we're very excited to work with him. That just went in. So that'll be in through mid-June.
Wow.
It was a process getting the crane and.
I bet.
Yeah.
2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. Since we have an opportunity to take photos with our dogs.
Yes.
People will be taking their dogs. I think I finally, after all these years, I think I'm a responsible pet owner now. I think I come and tote with my waste bags. Wherever I go, at least I try to. But just for people that are taking their dogs, are there pet waste stations there at the park? Or I mean, obviously, people bring your own bags in case you know your little furry friend has to do their biz.
Oh my gosh, Stefan, are there?
Just bring your bags.
Bring your bags. Bring your bags. I'm trying to think about there because the park is the Railroad Park and the Plaza are in a conservation easement,
right?
There are sort of strict guidelines about the development of that area, signage and structures and things. And so I'm not sure that if there are, they would be right at the beginning of the park. That's an excellent question.
Well, don't take it for granted, folks. Just come.
Please do.
Come prepared.
Please do. I feel like there are a couple maybe near the garbage cans, but,
yeah. Well, just all the programming, Christine and Lizzie, I'm so excited just hearing about everything that's going to be here tomorrow. And just it's fun for the whole family.
Yeah, I'm excited. I didn't realize it was such a great lineup, but you know, it sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
I really hope so. I mean, I think I know it is because the goats and sheep always are, but we're so appreciative. I think at this point we have 18 to 20 partner organizations, and this year we reached out earlier. We reached out in December to people so they wouldn't get booked up, and we couldn't do things like this without partners like you and you know, all the other partners that we have here, and everyone's been so excited about it and had such good ideas. And it looks like the weather last year was miserable.
Yeah, it always
it was just miserable. Yeah, so right now it looks like, you know, we're mid-60s and sunny, and that's all we can ask for.
So let's talk a little bit about logistics. Mm-hmm. So like parking, it's from 10 to 2. What kind of information can we give our
Well, listeners? The first thing I will say is that it is farmers market morning. So there, which was part of the reason we did it, because we get a lot of foot traffic from the farmers market. It's just a really festive time to be down in the rail yard area. And there's a lot of cross, you know, back, you know, people go from the park to the farmers market and back. But that is something to think about if you're coming down there. There's a lot right by the rail yard park behind Site Santa Fe. There's a second lot behind the old warehouse 21. Pay attention when you go in there, because part of that parking lot is for the Rail Yard Flats residents. So just make sure you pay attention. All of that's paid parking. There's also the parking structure by REI. The underground parking structure is a good area. And that actually has a lot of parking, and it's about a 5-minute walk over to the park from there. So we will be in the area, it's called the Open Field, which is the area where they have the movies. Right, so it's not far from the parking lot, but we'll have signage up saying goats and sheep this way, and you'll be able to hear the marimba band. That's a good way to follow the music, follow the marimba band. That's a good way to find us. We also will have a water station set up and snacks. I did see a couple of things that had posted where somebody else was doing promo and mentioned food trucks. We weren't able to get any food trucks. I tried for a while and just couldn't get any response from that. So, but we will have some snacks, for free snacks for people to get. And the water fountains are working in the bathrooms. The bathrooms will be open, which is always, you never know unless we're there. Sometimes they're not. And we'll have, we'll have shade structures set up here and there. So we think it's going to be great. We're really excited. We're really excited to have families out, and our aim is always to activate the park. It's what we call just to activate that space with different groups and programming, and really bring the community into what is this really, you know, community based and space. And it's a gem. I mean, it's just a gem in the middle of the city. So
it is. Well, Lizzie, you know, we're really excited to be participating with you tomorrow, 10 to 2 at the Rail Yard Park. Water Conservation will be there. I'll have my two little corgis with me. Yay. So I'm excited that they can finally make an appearance in an Earth Day. but yeah, we're really excited about it.
Award-winning corgi, may I?
Oh, my.
I have a racing corgi in hand.
Corgis race?
They do. Apparently, there's a big thing,
I'm going to have to Google that right now. Please, I will say, and most people are great about this, although we have a couple, and I have nothing against those people who will throw the frisbee for their dogs in the park, and which is so much fun. But I think in this event, we'll just ask everybody to please bring their dogs on a leash.
Right.
Especially with the goats and sheep. That's always a fascinating
especially with the corgi.
Yeah, I'm sure there's
you know
nobody
what,
like
the corgis hurting the.
I have one more minute.
Of course,
One thing I do want to mention about Graze Days, and because it's so difficult for people. It is everybody wants to touch them, and they do. They're adorable, but we do have to remind everyone this is not a petting zoo. These are working animals. It's also not safe for anybody, for the animals, for the people reaching over the fence. We do sometimes it can be a mildly electrified fence. And we do that for the safety of the animals, to keep them from escaping. They're very much herd animals. And so they don't want us. They don't want to get away from each other, but sometimes they will accidentally kind of get out from under. So we have signs up on the fence that just say, please, you know, be careful, electrified fence. But given that this is a big event and the goats and the sheep are a draw, I do want to let everybody know that they're working animals. They're not there to be pet. You talk to them and look at them. But we really do ask that people respect that, because it's just safer for everybody if people don't try to reach over the fence.
For sure. Well, great, Izzy. Well, I'm super excited to hang out with you and everyone else tomorrow. I hope everybody can come on out 10 to 2 at the Real Yard Park. Is there anything else that you would like to, maybe we can recognize some of your sponsors of the event?
Yeah, because I don't want to end on the touch the electric fence. Bye. Come out and have some fun with us. So we have, we're really grateful to Nusenda Credit Union for their sponsorship of the Earth Day event. Barker Realty, which is one of our largest sponsors and our year-long sponsors. New Mexico Department of Agriculture, who's made this Graze Days and the Healthy Soils possible for us to continue doing that really good work. Our public art exhibits are funded by a grant from the city's Arts and Culture Commission. So they're very supportive of our public art program. It's our second year in a row getting that grant. And so the mural, and we have another piece going in May off the rail trail that they're funding as well. So, we couldn't without sponsors and these foundations and, you know, funders and the community. We get a lot of individual donations. We have people are very supportive of our work. So all of it, we're so grateful for, because we couldn't do any of it without that, without the volunteers and the funding that we get. So we're really appreciative of all that.
And great. And just your website, I think, so people can learn more about your programming either, you know, at the event tomorrow or afterwards. Where can people go to learn more information?
It's railyardpark.org.
Nice.
Yeah.
Easy
and,
enough.
Yes. And we've got an event calendar on there and a little bit about our history and all the different programming that we do in each of the three different areas, and with lots of really good pictures of kids and goats.
Nice.
And sheep.
Well, Izzy, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today, and look forward to the event. For our listeners, come out, hear Kiswave from 10 to 11 at the Water Conservation booth.
Yeah.
And come out and join us. It's going to be a great time. So thanks again. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
We're so looking forward to seeing you all out there. And we just found out we're going to be on the radio while we're there.
Yeah.
So we'll come out and be loud. And Christine, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate the teamwork and the just how collaborative you are and, all of our partners are. It makes it feel like a community, and it really brings out the best in Santa Fe, and that's what we're trying to do at the park. And I really think that's going to be reflected on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree. Great. Well, thanks everyone for listening to Save Water Santa Fe today. I hope you can join us tomorrow at the Earth Day event at Real Yard Park from 10 to 2. And if you would like to learn more about the city's water conservation efforts, please visit savewatersantafe.com.